高三英语高考练习三。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me, visiting hours are over. It's time for you to leave.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the time or I would have left earlier.
Question: Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. Have you changed your mind, Sarah?
Yes, I've decided not to sell the house. It is the only thing that my father left me.
Question: Why did the woman decide not to sell the house? 3. You stayed at home all day long. Let's go shopping together.
Oh no, I couldn't bear it. I'd rather do anything but that.
Question: What does the woman mean? 4. I realize that short hair is fashionable these days, but you look so much nicer with long hair.
Long hair may look nice, but during the summer, it's so uncomfortable.Even after I bought an air conditioner, my hair still bothered me.
Question: What's the hairdresser's suggestion for the woman? 5. How far are Rob and Alex going to hike?
They chose a 50-mile section of the trail. They plan to hike in 4 days.
Question: How many miles will they hike each day?
6. Did you watch TV last evening? Many people in an African country are hungry now.
Yes, because of the endless war. A lot of people lost their lives and their buildings were destroyed in the war.
Question: What's the TV news about?
7. People say the manager doesn't like young people with glasses. Is that true?
Well, if you want to get the job, you'd better take off your glasses.
Question: What can we infer from the conversation?8. Ferrari makes cars, but the company is really focused on racing.
That's true. Their racing team is very successful. They have won more Formula One races than any other team.
Question: What can we learn about Ferrari? 9. You look unhappy.The movie was that bad?
The movie was fine, but there was a kid sitting behind me, and he kept kicking the back of my seat.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? 10. There are some real fashion victims who just have to keep totally up to date with expensive clothes.
I wish I could be one of those people, but my budget simply doesn't stretch that far. I have to limit the amount of money I spend on clothes, otherwise I would go on a shopping madness.
Question: What does the woman mean?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A company has found a possible answer to out-of-control spending. A so-called living wallet is equipped with the ability to call out for help and runaway skills in avoiding your ready-to-reach-out hands. The wallet has wheels that make it move away once it detects your hands reaching out for it. But if you happen to get a hold of the wallet, cries of "Don't touch me" and "Help me" can be heard. If you're persistent enough, it'll use its last way to save your bills from being spent. It automatically sends an email to your mom so that you might just find you begging your wallet, "Don't tell my mother." The living wallet is also connected to a mobile app that can check your spending, all to make sure that you stay away from unnecessary shopping or buying. It has two modes, save mode and consumption mode. Depending on your spending, it does its part to save your money. If you spend too much, the wallet will walk away from you to stop excess spending and thus helps you save money. Once you let it know that you have enough money for spending, it puts on Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. If you're not fond of classical music, you just forget about spending and set your living wallet to save mode.
Now listen again, please.
A company has found a possible answer to out-of-control spending. A so-called living wallet is equipped with the ability to call out for help and runaway skills in avoiding your ready-to-reach-out hands. The wallet has wheels that make it move away once it detects your hands reaching out for it. But if you happen to get a hold of the wallet, cries of "Don't touch me" and "Help me" can be heard. If you're persistent enough, it'll use its last way to save your bills from being spent. It automatically sends an email to your mom so that you might just find you begging your wallet, "Don't tell my mother." The living wallet is also connected to a mobile app that can check your spending, all to make sure that you stay away from unnecessary shopping or buying. It has two modes, save mode and consumption mode. Depending on your spending, it does its part to save your money. If you spend too much, the wallet will walk away from you to stop excess spending and thus helps you save money. Once you let it know that you have enough money for spending, it puts on Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. If you're not fond of classical music, you just forget about spending and set your living wallet to save mode.
Questions 11. What's the purpose of inventing the living wallet?
What will the wallet do if you catch it and refuse to let it go?
13. What will happen if you turn to the consumption mode?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
People around the world united in shock after hearing the news that a runaway bomb detection dog was shot dead at Auckland Airport, New Zealand. The incident took place on March the 18th. According to reports, the dog, called Grizz, escaped from its lead and ended up running onto the airport's runway. Airport staff tried to catch him for 3 hours but failed. Pilots, meanwhile, refused to risk passengers' safety by taking off with the dog on the loose. 60 international and domestic flights were delayed. Finally, airport officials ordered police to shoot Grace. "Our staff have done everything they could," said the airport spokeswoman. "This is not a result which anyone wanted, and police were only asked to be involved as a last alternative." The incident has prompted a flood of angry comments on social media. "Embarrassed to be a New Zealander today. Killing a dog so flights can continue. No excuse," reads one of the posts. An online survey in New Zealand found 74% of the 15,100 respondents felt that the loss was completely unnecessary and could have been avoided. Working dogs' lives have certainly improved over recent years. In the United States, for example, retired working dogs have been allowed to be adopted by their handlers and enjoy the rest of their lives off duty. Yet many working dogs are still being used in highly dangerous situations, such as bomb detection, when it is considered too risky to send in a human.
Now listen again, please.
People around the world united in shock after hearing the news that a runaway bomb detection dog was shot dead at Auckland Airport, New Zealand. The incident took place on March the 18th. According to reports, the dog, called Grizz, escaped from its lead and ended up running onto the airport's runway. Airport staff tried to catch him for 3 hours but failed. Pilots, meanwhile, refused to risk passengers' safety by taking off with the dog on the loose. 60 international and domestic flights were delayed. Finally, airport officials ordered police to shoot Grace. "Our staff have done everything they could," said the airport spokeswoman. "This is not a result which anyone wanted, and police were only asked to be involved as a last alternative." The incident has prompted a flood of angry comments on social media. "Embarrassed to be a New Zealander today. Killing a dog so flights can continue. No excuse," reads one of the posts. An online survey in New Zealand found 74% of the 15,100 respondents felt that the loss was completely unnecessary and could have been avoided. Working dogs' lives have certainly improved over recent years. In the United States, for example, retired working dogs have been allowed to be adopted by their handlers and enjoy the rest of their lives off duty. Yet many working dogs are still being used in highly dangerous situations, such as bomb detection, when it is considered too risky to send in a human.
Questions 14. What happened at Auckland Airport on March 18th?
Which is the first action taken by the airport?
16. What's the public's response to the incident? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Sandy, thanks for inviting me to lunch. The food looks great. The lunch special even includes a free drink.
I know. I always get the hot tea, especially when the weather is cold.
Sounds good, but I think I'll order an iced coffee.
Iced? Are you sure you don't want hot coffee?
Positive. I always have cold drinks, no matter what the weather is like.
That's not very healthy.
There's nothing unhealthy about cold drinks. Besides, cold drinks are great when you are exercising and trying to lose weight.
I've always heard that it's easier on your body to drink warm water when you exercise.
Well, ice water might not be best, but cold water has been shown to help burn more calories.
That's interesting, and maybe true. but I definitely want a hot drink to warm me up and cool me down.
How does a hot drink make you cooler?
The heat causes me to sweat, which aids in the cooling process.
Now that's strange. Consuming something hot to make you feel cool.
It explains why people eat really spicy food during the summer.
They do? That's the opposite of what I would do.
The benefits to hot drinks are numerous.
Really?
Yes, hot water can help to fight a cold and ease pain. It also aids digestion and increases blood flow.
When you're sick, drinking liquids in general is good, no matter the temperature.
But a hot drink also makes me feel much better. A cold drink would make me feel worse.
I guess it comes down to what we prefer. You like hot, and I like cold.
Maybe you'd like hot if you gave it a chance. Want to try my hot tea? It's more fragrant when it's hot.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Now listen again, please.
Sandy, thanks for inviting me to lunch. The food looks great. The lunch special even includes a free drink.
I know. I always get the hot tea, especially when the weather is cold.
Sounds good, but I think I'll order an iced coffee.
Iced? Are you sure you don't want hot coffee?
Positive. I always have cold drinks, no matter what the weather is like.
That's not very healthy.
There's nothing unhealthy about cold drinks. Besides, cold drinks are great when you are exercising and trying to lose weight.
I've always heard that it's easier on your body to drink warm water when you exercise.
Well, ice water might not be best, but cold water has been shown to help burn more calories.
That's interesting, and maybe true. But I definitely want a hot drink to warm me up and cool me down.
How does a hot drink make you cooler?
The heat causes me to sweat, which aids in the cooling process.
Now that's strange. Consuming something hot to make you feel cool.
It explains why people eat really spicy food during the summer.
They do? That's the opposite of what I would do.
The benefits to hot drinks are numerous.
Really?
Yes, hot water can help to fight a cold and ease pain. It also aids digestion and increases blood flow.
When you're sick, drinking liquids in general is good, no matter the temperature.
But a hot drink also makes me feel much better. A cold drink would make me feel worse.
I guess it comes down to what we prefer. You like hot, and I like cold.
Maybe you'd like hot if you gave it a chance. Want to try my hot tea? It's more fragrant when it's hot.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Questions 17. What drink did the woman order?
What's not the advantage of hot drinks, according to the speakers?
Why do people eat spicy food during the summer?
20. What can we learn from the conversation?